Michigan ranks near the bottom nationally when it comes to connecting its more than 600,000 veterans to federal benefits. These are benefits that could change a vet's life, including access to health care, housing, and education, not to mention financial assistance. The need to connect more vets to benefits is what our next guest advised during the 2018 election campaign as one of the co-chairs of the Veterans for Whitmer Group. Stephanie Zarb is an Air Force veteran who served in the Middle East, including 53 combat missions over Afghanistan. She has directed a statewide nonprofit that assists Michigan vets. And she is with us now to assess how the governor has been doing on this Veterans Day. Stephanie, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So here we are, speaking on this Veterans Day, 10 months into Governor Whitmer's term. And as we noted, you were one of the advisors to the campaign regarding vets issues. If you could sum up how the governor has done so far in what one word, what would it be?
One word, that's pretty tough. If I could have two words, I'd say not great. We're really not there yet.
Okay. And first of all, what have you seen her do for veterans in these 10 months?
It was a little bit frustrating at first. You know, we had a really slow start. It took almost 6 months for a director of the Michigan Veteran Affairs Agency to be appointed. And we're 10 months in. We still don't have a strategic plan for the Michigan Veteran Affairs Agency. So right now, we don't really know where veteran services are going. And currently, under the budget line item veto situation, we saw some really critical programs for veterans get cut, while other programs, which maybe aren't as critical, maybe have a little bit of a troubled history, were allowed to stay. And so I think the question on most veterans' minds is, where is this going? What is the goal and what is the vision here? Because from a layperson's perspective, this really isn't making sense.
How does what you've seen in these 10 months contrast with what was promised during the campaign?
Well, I would say that we haven't really seen the promises that were made during the campaign be lived up to. I don't think that's unique to this administration. I don't think this is the first administration that's done that. Maybe one of the most telling issues was certainly during the campaign, there was a veteran tab on the website with a plan. There was not a veteran tab on the governor's website as of a few weeks ago. I probably should have checked this morning. So that's a little alarming in terms of prioritization. The other big issue is one of the big things that the Veterans for Whitmer group pushed during the campaign was this idea that Michigan veterans lag behind their peers in other states. We are less likely to have access to our benefits, and those who do get access to their benefits tend to do so at a lower rate than our peers in other states. And this is happening despite the fact that here in Michigan, we actually spend more on veteran programming than other states, which is really hard to kind of put your head around why that's happening. And so we tried to lay out for the governor a very clear plan of why that's happening and what these critical services were. And we felt like that's where we were headed. But with the budget line item veto situation, we actually saw those really critical programs get cut, and maybe not so much the programs that we said, you know, they're nice to have if you have all the money in the world, sure. But if we're going to make some tough decisions, maybe these aren't the programs that could stay.
What got cut?
So the two specific programs that got cut that I'm referencing are the County Veteran Service Grants and the Buddy to Buddy Volunteer Veteran Program out of the University of Michigan. And what those two programs do and the reason why they are so important is those are the actual programs that connect our veterans to their federal benefits. And I think what a lot of people maybe don't understand is how the VA system works. Like, why are we even talking about the state when we talk about veteran benefits? Isn't that something that the VA does, federal kind of program? Well, the federal program runs the VA, which consists of the National Cemetery Administration, the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the Veterans Healthcare Administration. And a lot of people think that the Veterans Benefits Administration is who is responsible for helping veterans access their benefits. And so that's not actually what they do. We can think about the Veteran Benefits Administration. They're sort of like a judge. They rate claims. They look at what veterans have applied for, and they decide if veterans are eligible for service or not. It's actually not their job, and they're actually federally restricted from, in many ways, helping veterans write those claims. And that makes sense. You know, if you had a speeding ticket and you went in to see the judge and the judge also happened to be your lawyer, you probably wouldn't feel so good about that situation. And the VBA is the same thing. The VBA is the judge. And so what state veteran agencies do is they provide a connection to what we call VA accredited service officers. And they are the people that sit with veterans and help write these really complicated claims.
Help them figure this all out because it can be confusing.
It is incredibly confusing. I am in my 22nd year of school and I'm telling you, I don't have this figured out. And actually, federal law prohibits me from trying to help someone with a claim. only people with this accreditation are allowed to do it. And there's a few other people that can, but without going too far into the weeds.
But I would say, to be fair, it wasn't only veterans who were targeted in the vetoes. A lot of program literacy programs, the autism support services, some safety and policing programs were also cut in this standoff between the governor and the Republican legislature. So it's probably not as straightforward just as she doesn't like veterans.
Oh, no. I don't think that's what's happening at all here. And I think it's a really important distinction to make. So my problem is not that veteran programs got cut. In fact, like I said, we do spend more than other states. And as somebody who has a son on the spectrum, you know, if I have to make these decisions, I might make some decisions about cutting some veteran programs, too. So my issue is not that veteran programming got cut. The problem is what got cut are the programs that help veterans connect to their benefits. And so it doesn't matter how good your other programs are, even if those programs find veterans, if they can't access a VA-accredited service officer to give them access to their federal benefits, those other programs aren't as important because only VA-accredited service officers can help veterans get access to their federal benefits. And only states provide that. So you can't do a private-public partnership. You can't go around and do all these other things. And, you know, really state veteran agencies, if you look across the United States, they do two things. They run veteran homes and they help veterans access their federal benefits. So why are those not the priorities of our state veteran agency? Or if they are, why don't we see a strategic plan explaining what we're going to do now that we who live in a state that lags behind all the other states have cut these last critical programs that help veterans connect? What is the plan going forward? And why were other programs allowed to stay? Programs that the Auditor General has put out reports saying that the amount of funding they're getting doesn't really match their effort. Programs which are known to have issues, or the fact that DHHS runs a set of veteran programs and the Michigan Veteran Affairs Agency run a set of programs. So you have two parts of government running veteran programs. Part of the mandate of the Michigan Veteran Affairs Agency is to bring all veteran programming under one roof. So when you have these two separate parts of government running state programs, you have some overlap, you have a lot of administrative overhead. Isn't there another way to work this without cutting these really critical links to federal benefits? It just doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Why are we at such a critical moment for veterans in Michigan? I can tell just from your words and looking at you that you really do believe this. Why?
I think one thing that a lot of people are surprised to learn is that Michigan has the 11th highest population of veterans in the country. But one thing that makes our veteran population really unique is the majority of our veterans are Vietnam-era veterans. These are people who served during Vietnam. I think most of us would say we failed them when they came home, and we have continued to fail them for 50 years. And I've always felt it's never too late to do the right thing, but the truth is it's starting to become too late. We're seeing these veterans who have suffered not only from the trauma of war, from exposure to Agent Orange, from different diseases that exist in the jungle, malaria, things the VA is really specifically designed to deal with. Your civilian doctor maybe doesn't have as much experience in that area. And so this is really a critical time. Our Vietnam veterans, even if you were, you know, in the last year, 1975, the last year of Vietnam, you're reaching your 60s. If not now, then when? We really can't wait for Michigan to catch up. Michigan's been failing veterans for a long time. The governor, through these powers, has demonstrated that she has the ability to set this agenda. And I would just really love to see her do the right thing and take care of our veterans.
Last month, the MVAA leadership embarked on a 13-stop listening tour, and the stated goals were to make sure veterans are heard and questions are answered and get more of Michigan's nearly 600,000 military vets connected to federal benefits. And we've been talking about the importance of that, connecting vets to the benefits before, now, and earlier on this show. Is the MVAA's focus in the right place here?
You know, it's difficult because we have a new director, and I certainly commend, understand, and think veterans need to be heard. But a few years ago, the state of Michigan expended $4 million to do a listening tour and do the same thing. Those reports are freely and publicly available. And I think that while this is an important initiative, these questions have been asked and they've been answered. And our Vietnam veterans really don't have the time to go through a whole nother cycle. Now, our new director, I think she's great. I think she's taking the agency in the right direction. I think she's made some wonderful moves. We just don't have time to do this again. The information is out there and it's available. And for our Michigan veterans that are sleeping on the streets tonight, not because the federal government doesn't have a program, a Housing First program that can get them off the streets, but because the state has failed to make that connection for them, this is going to be a hard winter, and I just think we're running out of time.
Air Force veteran Stephanie Zarb, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We offered Governor Whitmer's office an opportunity to respond, and we did not hear back.